Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. Brian and Kaya Bondi met over 25 years ago for a Sioux Falls Community Playhouse production of the musical Kiss Me, Kate, and they were married on the same stage where they first met, and they've been performing in countless productions and bands ever since. They started the Comfort Theater Company and toured with the musical Always Patsy Cline with Kaya as Patsy. They also perform regularly with their band East of Westerville. And now Brian and Kaya Bondi have something new to add to their bios and resume. They're finalists in a Prairie Home Companion's vocal duet contest, and they'll perform live on stage during the program's duet contest show on October 20th from the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul. Brian and Kaya are in our studios at the University of Sioux Falls. Thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Great to be here, Carl.
Hi, Carl.
How are you doing?
We're doing well.
When did you first hear that you were a finalist in the contest?
Last Thursday, we got a call from the producer of the show. It's kind of strange to get a call saying, "Hi, this is Garrison Keillor's office calling."
We were maybe surprised is the right word. We submitted a song in July, I think it was, maybe early August, and kind of forgot about it, I guess. And so when we got the call, it was like, wow, this is really happening. We're really going to be doing this. So we're excited. We're really just looking forward to the experience of being on that stage with that band and Garrison. And
it'll be fun. It'll really be fun just to see how the show comes together.
Have you been to a Prairie Home Companion in St. Paul?
I have not.
No, I haven't either. You know, I've seen Garrison perform in a number of different venues, but never in his home venue. The first time I saw him, he was with Chet Atkins at Wolf Trap in Washington about 30 years ago. So it'll be fun.
So you essentially entered the contest as sort of a lark, or just like,
well, yeah,
just do this?
Yeah, it really was. I mean, we have a recording that we did with our band East of Westerville with Boyd Bristow and Al Slothog, and just in a conversation last July, Kaya said, "Why don't we do this?"
And then I forgot about it, and about 2 weeks later, Brian said, "Oh, by the way, I did that tape," and I was like, "What? You did it? Oh, okay. I guess we're in." So.
And you sent them "You're Learning," the Leuven Brothers song.
Yes.
Right. They requested that you send in the song that you want to do, and it's a song that we love and that East of Westerville loves doing. And the Leuven Brothers songs are always, well, they're a little strange because they sound simple, but they're really hard because the harmonies are so strange. And so that's what we chose to do.
Was that I'm wondering about just, it's kind of brave to take a Leuven Brothers song, because Leuven Brothers, if you don't know, one of the greatest country duets of all time, you know, to take one of their songs and submit that to the contest.
But we've been doing that song for probably, I don't know, 10 years maybe. So
yeah. And it seemed to fit. You know, it's one of those songs that seems to fit the whole Prairie Home Companion mold. So, as Kaya called it, American Idol for the Prairie today.
Well, let's hear the two of you perform "You're Learning" with the band East of Westerville.
You.
That's Brian and Kaya Bondi singing the Leuven Brothers song "You're Learning" with their band East of Westerville, and that was their submission to the Prairie Home Companion's vocal duet contest, and they're among, what, five or six finalists?
There are six duets that they chose out of about 1,000 applicants. So
1,000 applicants?
Yeah.
So what happens then on when October 20th? Do you have an idea how this is going to work?
As far as we know, that evening, it's online voting and then also audience voting. So we perform maybe in the first set, we think, and then they take that break in the middle, and that's when they'll open the voting up. And then at the end of the show, they announce the three winners. The first prize winner gets, I think it's $2,500.
And something like that.
Down from there. So, yeah.
And you'll be performing with Garrison's band.
Yes, we
will. Yeah, it'll be the shoe band. Then we go in on Friday and rehearse on Friday afternoon and Friday night and Saturday morning, and then they do the show live on Saturday afternoon. So, I mean, the contest doesn't really mean as much as just being able to be on the show and to see it. And then, of course, the cast party. They said be ready for the cast party afterward with Garrison. So that'll be a ball.
Do you remember when the first time the two of you first sang together?
Yeah, it was actually during Kiss Me, Kate. We didn't really have a duet, I don't think. Did we?
Yeah, we sort of did. We did that. There's a kind of, well, it's kind of a back and forth thing in Kiss Me, Kate. Yeah. So we got married at the end of that play, and then several years later, we actually got married on the same stage. So that would have been when, 86 or 5 or something
86,
like that?
And we got married in 91. Yeah, yeah.
Was just did you just get life in the theater mixed up there and
Well, a good friend of ours wrote a poem about that and gave it to us for our wedding.
Jack Kreitzer wrote a poem about we're one act for the rest of our lives with no intermission. So.
What does singing together like that do for a marriage?
I think that it's healing in a way. You know, we've been singing in our living room, especially with East of West. Since we started that band over 10 years ago, that's where we rehearse. Our kids are used to it. Our youngest son, who has a genetic disorder, doesn't communicate very well, and that's kind of how he communicates with us. He's so used to us singing in the living room that he gets such joy out of that. So that's kind of our life.
We play a lot with Boyd Bristow, and our son loves Boyd, so he always asks, when is Boyd coming over so we can play music? Because he loves it.
Do the children, some of the children sing along with you then, your kids?
Not along with us, but on their own. Yeah, there's we have a few very talented children, so.
Yeah, and they we sing together. You know, we've never really wanted to be on stage with us. I'm not sure why, but we do enjoy singing a lot in our family. Music has always been a huge part of our lives, so.
When the two of you are singing together, do you like the way your voices fit?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, Boyd has kind of dubbed us the Jan and Dean or...
Everly Brothers.
Everly Brothers, yeah. Brian has a very high tenor, and I have a very low alto, so we blend pretty well.
And then, you know, with East of Westerville, we add Boyd's voice, and the three of us, we do have a unique sound, and so we've really enjoyed working up those close harmonies.
And how do you work those out? Is this a matter of you try to find the parts, or do you already... I imagine the case of the Leuven brothers, you're copying their parts, or are you finding your own way?
Somewhat finding our own way and somewhat going with what we hear.
With the Leuven brothers, you know, you really have to follow their arrangements because the harmonies are so strange. But we pick a third and we start singing and then we move the arrangements from there. Boyd is particularly astute at music theory and helps find some of those harmonies that we need. And we all come from different backgrounds. Boyd's got a rock and roll background. I'm a folk background. Kaya's got more of a musical theater background. So we sort of integrate that style into the different arrangements. But that's a big part of the fun. You know, it's always great to get in front of a crowd, but it's really fun to work out all of the parts and then to try to learn them and get them tight.
So is there a moment when it is all together, you go, yeah, that's it?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah, no, and you can tell, and you can't really describe it. It's almost when it fits, you know. But there's some consternation getting to that point.
A little bit, really.
A lot of trial and error, I imagine, is your.
Yeah.
Well, there is, yeah. And then you try, especially when you're doing close harmonies, you can end up paralleling notes within in octaves or outside of octaves and weird things like that. I think with folk music, most people assume that it's real easy, or country music or bluegrass music, but some of those harmonies are strange and difficult.
Well, you mentioned the Leuven brothers, and I don't know if I want to confess this on the airwaves, but I have that record, You're Learning, and when I've had it in my car, I've tried to sing those harmonies, and I can't do it. But so what is it about their harmonies that are so tricky?
I think it's because they go back and forth. Just when you think you've found the one with the melody, he switches and goes to a harmony, and the one with the harmony goes, it's all over the place. And it's but that's the entertaining part to me, is to try to figure out what they're doing. And I don't know about you, but that's...
Yeah, because, I mean, traditionally somebody takes a melody line, and then the other singer will take the harmony either above or below it, and the Leuven brothers cross. And so, I mean, if you listen closely to that recording you just heard, oftentimes I, as the male singer, am singing higher than Kai as the female singer, and that's very unusual.
I did notice that when I was listening to that. I was trying to figure out, okay, where's Brian?
Maybe that's why they want us on Prairie Home Companion, just because we're freaks or something.
Well, maybe original. They're looking for original and variety.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I think so. You know, I can't imagine the different things that they heard, but I know that Garrison is especially a fan of country music of that particular era, the early 50s, before you really got into the real Nashville sound that you heard later on with people like Patsy Cline and others that had more of a cosmopolitan sound of the country. This is old country music.
Now, you mentioned the different influences, your own backgrounds, the different kinds of music. Now, Kaya, you in addition to doing Patsy Cline and mm-hmm. country music, you also sing a little jazz and blues.
Do
these different genres come together in any way, or is it just you sing and it doesn't make any difference what kind of music it is?
It doesn't make any difference what kind of music it is, and I think that's been the sort of synergy that has come to East of Westerville. Like Brian said, we all come from different backgrounds, and so I can throw Boyd a tune that's, you know, maybe an old Broadway tune, and we will rework it to our sound, or an old jazz tune. We do a rendition of Dance Me to the End of Love, an old Leonard Cohen tune, and put our swing on it. And that's what's so fun about East of Westerville, is we're not a bluegrass band, we're not a blues band, we're not a rock band. We'll sing and perform anything, but we just try to add our style to it.
Yeah, Brian, what do you particularly like about playing in the band, singing in that band?
Well, for me, it's being with amazing musicians like Kai and Boyd now. I feel lucky to be a part of that group, because they are truly amazing, amazing, talented people. You know, for me, being able to sing with them, I'm lucky to have a male voice higher than normal, so I can fit in there someplace and play a little guitar. And they're very kind to let me be a part of all that. But and the other thing about East of Westerville, is true with anything we do with the Comfort Theater, it's being able to tour South Dakota and be able to entertain people across this state, where lots of times they don't have a lot of touring artists. And so we've been lucky enough to have a grant from the South Dakota Arts Council, and so we've been touring South Dakota for 20 years. It's been a great experience. That's fun.
Well, Brian, Kaya, thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday, and good luck in St. Paul, and hope you have a lot of fun.
Thank you, Carl.
Thanks, Carl.
Brian and Kaya Bondi are finalists in Prairie Home Companion's Vocal Duet Contest, and they'll perform live on stage during the program's Duet Contest show on October 20th from the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul. And their band, East of Westerville, is featured on this Saturday night's No Cover, No Minimum Radio at 11 Central, 10 Mountain. That's on No Cover, No Minimum Radio this Saturday. The performance comes from this summer's Jazz Fest in Sioux Falls. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday. Thanks to all of our guests on today's program. Stephen Zwemke produced the program. We also had assistance from Owen DeYoung. Special thanks to Keely Boltinek.